Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We are on Super Bowl Sunday, and we're going to be joined with a standout from FIU, the Panthers defensive back, safety, if you will, Dorian Hall. He was also a member of the 2018 Conference USA all-freshman team. And you folks who listen in to a lot, I always love guys who are immediately able to kind of make an impact. And he also was down at the Tropical Bowl in front of NFL teams, showing what he can do in front of those teams. But none other than Dorian Hall. Dorian, I appreciate your time. As we were joking before we went live, we've been playing tag team a little bit on the phone, but we are now getting it done, my man. How's today treating you?
You're definitely good. Great morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, that Super Bowl is later today. Do you have a team? Do you have a favorite? Do you have a winner for us?
Man, I think I'm going Philly. I think I'm going to go Philly today.
I think I'm going Philly myself. I just think they got that swagger. I think that defense has it, and I think the addition of all those pieces they have, I think that's a good choice, Dorian. But this show is about you, and we got a little bit of time to talk about a lot, so let's get into it. Growing up in Florida, we all know it's one of the, you know, hot beds of some of the greatest athletes, especially when it comes to football. What was it like for you as a kid growing up? Were you the bigger, better athlete from the get-go amongst all these other elite athletes as well?
Growing up, no. I actually had mostly a whole bunch of competition growing up, playing at Northeast Park. A team I played where I first started playing football at, we went to 3 Super Bowls back-to-back. I'm playing with a lot of my friends and cousins, and they always brought more competition out of me, and I always used to always try to play with guys that was older than me, playing basketball and football. I always tried to play with the older guys. So they always used to make sure that I kept my head down, and it wasn't easy trying to, you know, score points and get the ball there, because they were bigger than me. They used to bully me a little bit, but I always made sure. It actually made it better for me because I got to high school, you know, I was already used to playing with bigger guys. Used to just playing, but then I got my size on me. Now it's like, oh, now I'm big now too. So let's see how you guys like it. So it made it easier.
The bully now becomes the bullier, if you will. So you're doing your thing. You're kicking. You know what? In Pop Warner Pee Wee football down in Florida, you grow into, like you said, the frame that we see you. High school. What positions did you play, and how did we kind of see you trend towards the defensive side of the football?
I actually started at quarterback in high school. I played JV my freshman year at South Broward. I had started at quarterback, and then I made the move to safety my junior, senior year. I had made the move over just, like, pretty much saying, like, I wanted to be different because, you know, it's a lot of receivers out there that's my height. And, you know, there's not a lot of safeties out there that's 6'4", that can move with it, that's able to get out of his breaks, you know, being a taller guy and, like, coming down into the box, and I always liked it, like, tackling and hitting people too. So I made the decision easier to go over. So, and then I had my high school coach too that made we had sat down and had a conversation saying, like, how would you feel making this move? And I pretty much started going both ways in high school at receiver and for safety. So.
Cool. And then IFU comes along. Were any other colleges looking at you at a wide receiver? Because a lot of times, if you just have the physical measurements, they might want to kind of flip the script on you. Or was everybody knew that you were committed to defense and safety?
It was actually a lot of schools for safety, but most of it had, like, I see, like, 7 offers for, like, receiver. I believe like Toledo was one of them. I could like an early offer that was they were really hard on me, and stayed out through the process when I was actually trying to choose schools. FIU was looking at me as an athlete too. It was different schools to other schools. I can't remember right now. I had just chose FIU because, you know, felt like home base, and I really wanted to stay with safety because I felt like that was going to be like more of the way to go, and actually I could make more production off that position.
Well, Dorian, I think you made the right choice because now you're here and you're a 2023 NFL draft prospect and you're training and you're a graduate. I think everything that you could ask for has kind of come to fruition for you. I ask this of all the guys. If you're in the film room, you're with these NFL teams, they're breaking down your film. What do you think they're going to love about you? I'd like to say that these are your hallmark home run abilities that are going to get you on a 53-man roster.
Pretty much a guy that's on that field that can roam the field from pretty much sideline to sideline, a dude that's not scared to hit. Somebody that's actually trying to make plays, a leader out there on the field too. So I'm pretty much always trying to stay ready to go.
Fair enough. And how about this one? Because this is your show. We do know NFL personnel listen in. What could go unnoticed? You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior. Maybe you're a film junkie. Maybe you're great in the community. Maybe the things that the FIU defense asked of you didn't allow you to showcase other skills. Dorian, this is your podcast. Anything to add to what these guys need to know?
Pretty much, I was always I'm a leader for FIU. My final years, the guys always used to look at me as their leader. Even though, if I was in the game for them, they used to just look at me and be like, "We need you to talk for the team. We need you to come up and talk." So I used to always be that vocal leader for the guys and try to just make sure that I can always tell them, "Boy, keep your head up no matter what the score is, no matter if we're down by 21 or we're up by 21. We always need to keep going hard." Being in the weight room, always on top of guys, making sure I push myself because I always wanted the best for everybody and making sure because the ultimate goal was for us to win and try to make my final season end in a great way, going out with a bang and also trying to, you know, get a conference championship if we could and win as most games as we could possibly can. So I always was that leader. I had a leader base behind me, and also just pretty much somebody that was coming in hard worker, putting his head down, not trying to give people a hard time, and just making sure that you could get my job done.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Dorian Hawley, standout Panthers safety here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. If you folks ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download at your leisure. Now, we mentioned at the top of the show, my friend, that you were down at the Tropical Bowl. As you know, a great opportunity to showcase what you need to do to get the attention of the NFL. Could you kind of take us through how that week went for you?
It was a great week. When I first got out there, met a couple of guys, great guys, that was playing along with me. Made sure that I could just show my different abilities out there, just going through different drills, listening to the different coaches out there that was actually great coaches that was giving me a different topic, different ways to stay low and showing me how to get out my breaks a little faster. And then seeing, you know, like you said, with the different scouts out there, you always want to show your best because you never know who's looking at you when you're doing the little things or when you're not even paying attention to it. So everything I did 100%. I did it to my best ability. And it really was just a great experience to have under my belt.
Yeah, it is. It is an excellent, excellent experience. Talking with teams, does that put some validation into all the hard work that you've done? I mean, you said you've been doing this since you were a little kid, and you're so close. Speaking with those guys, did it kind of resonate that, you know, they respect who you are and what you bring to the table?
Yes, sir. It definitely did. Like, dream come true pretty much. I actually have an NFL team approach me and come up to you, no matter if it's just one team or if it's just them even just saying hello to you, pretty much. I mean, it's an accomplishment to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a hell of a accomplishment, Dorian. Like I said, anything that you can get accolades for in this process, is something you should definitely pat your back on, and you've been able to do it. I'm curious because I see many variables. I see it 6'4". I've seen you at 6'5". I've seen you at 6'2". What is your height and weight?
Oh, 6'4". Right now, 6'4", 208, by 208 to 210.
Wow, that's big boy size, yeah. And you kind of got that Cam Chancellor size going in your direction. I'm sure you hear that a lot. And those measurables are just, you know, legit measurables. They just kind of just pop off. You're like that rare specimen. I think coaching staffs would love to get a hold of you and mold you into something very spectacular at this next level. We're almost running out of time. We don't like to talk all football. We always like to know a little bit more about our guest. Absent of the game, how do you like to kind of spend your time? Do you have any other hobbies or interests?
Pretty much a guy that likes to spend time with his family most as I can. If I'm not doing that, I like also like sometimes play basketball because I used to play basketball when I was younger. But like I said, like most of the time, just either with my family or just chilling at the house, not too much.
Fair enough. And now this is a personal question from me to you. I noticed in your photo, I wear my hair long. Not as long as yours, but I wear it pretty long. How long did it take you to grow it, and is there any chance you cut it?
It took me, since I was in middle school. I'm going on a couple of years. I think, 8 years. Cutting it, now I don't see myself cutting it. But I actually trimmed it, last year. Cause it was actually way longer than this. I had trimmed it a little bit so I could see my name on the back of my jersey and so I could actually have, a little breathing room. But I don't see myself cutting unless I need to, I need to.
Yeah. I want it, like I said. I want it. I love it, like I said. Right when I saw your bio photo, I'm like, man, I love the hair, and it's something I got to talk to him about. Hey, we are almost out of time. We always like to end the show. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes.
All right. Now, absent of being a NFL safety, if you could have one of these other career paths, I'd be more likely to see you as a lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
I think I'd choose the singer.
But that's your path, man. How about this one? During your days at FIU, did any coach have a particular pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you or any of your teammates got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
Oh, the safeties coach Nate Tate, he pretty much did if you guys ever said something back to him, pretty much if we never come back saying anything to him. If he said something, he just wanted you to listen. So it was always kind of funny, the way he would just snap on us, but then later on he'd be like, I understand what you're trying to say, but I just need you to listen. He was always a good coach, so it just made me laugh because I used to snap one, but you get used to it, though.
I love it. And that's good. That's a good one. And the final one for you, Dorian, is I know that it might seem far away. We're sitting here on Super Bowl Sunday, but that draft will quickly bear down on us that week, that weekend, if you will, when you're waiting to hear your name called. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made for you as you celebrate your journey to the NFL?
Oh, man, the best cook in my family? That's going to start trouble. But, I like a lot of my family cooking, but when it also comes on that day, I already just want my mom to make her best meal. She knows, everything I like to eat, so... So she just made a whole bunch of stuff for me, pretty much. And then my godmom, and then all my moms, they always make different stuff for me. So I'm just waiting for it. See how it happens.
Well, fair enough. Well, listen, we'll say all the ladies in your family on the draft block that make you some delicious treats. You, my friend, are also on the 2023 NFL Draft Clock. Dorian, my man, I'm so glad we were able to get this done. You were fabulous. And then we always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Have a great day, man.
You too. Once again, that is Dorian Hall, the Panthers safety here on the C2P. As always, folks, remember iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere you listen to your podcast, you can find these free in the download at your leisure.
This has been a C2P exclusive.